Members of the Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly are set to elect a presiding member today at their 7th Extraordinary General Assembly meeting since the inauguration of the Assembly about a year ago. In all their previous 6 meetings, the Assembly members failed to approve of the nominees who put themselves up for the position. At the meeting currently underway in Kumasi, our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu reports that the Kumasi Traditional Council has withdrawn 3 of its representatives and replaced them with 3 others. The 2 nominees who put themselves up for the position at last meeting have also stepped down to pave the way for a new person to be considered for the position. We have our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu on the line to tell us more. Good afternoon, Nicholas.
Good afternoon, sir.
What is the current state of affairs?
In fact, as I speak to you, they have eventually elected a presiding member who has just begun delivering his acceptance speech, and is the person of Nana Edu Mensa Asare, the Amekomuni, who was one of the 3 traditional leaders who replaced 3 others whose membership were revoked just at the start of the meeting this morning. And so out of the number of members who voted, he was able to garner 100 of the votes. 22 voted no against him, and then one of the votes had been rejected. So that's the situation here, and he's currently delivering his acceptance speech. I don't know if time will permit us to take part of it.
Nicholas, what more? Is there now peace and tranquility and cooperation among the members? Would that happen with this election?
Yes, that is what we hope to achieve after this meeting, because we were expecting that we'll get about more than 90% of the vote that were to be cast. Unfortunately, 22 of the assembly members voted against his nomination, and then one other has been rejected. We are hoping against all odds that the 22 are not going to pose any problem as far as the management of the assembly and the development of the metropolis is concerned. That's what we are hoping against.
With all this, would you say the assembly's fortunes have been affected negatively?
That is quite obvious, because for 1 year, it's exactly a year now when the newly constituted assembly was inaugurated, and they were supposed to have had the presiding member right after their inauguration on the day of the inaugural assembly. That did not happen. Subsequently, they have had about 5 other extraordinary general assemblies, during which they have had several voting processes which have all failed to produce a presiding member. And in the scheme of the assembly, the assembly, the presiding member plays a very pivotal role, such that in his or her absence, a number of activities or operations that could have taken place cannot take place, especially in the convening of the General Assembly meeting. Now, in the absence of a presiding member, it is the coordinating director, who is the permanent secretary to the assembly, who attends. The only function he can play is to convene an assembly meeting for the sole purposes of the election of a presiding member. So that is where his powers are get to. Apart from that, there's no more he can perform, especially the formation of the various subcommittees that oversee the various aspects of socioeconomic development and the policy formulation and the fee fixing. All these activities have not been done 1 year after the inauguration of the assembly. So you can imagine the harm that has already been caused. But we are hoping against all odds that they will use the opportunity that has prevailed today to make amends and make up for all the losses they have made over the 1 year period.
Now, Nicholas, can you repeat the name of the presiding member?
He is Nana Edu Mensa Asare. He is a Amekomuni, and he is one of the 3 newly appointed members who replaced the 3 whose membership were revoked earlier on.